What's going on?
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't listened to this. I listened to the very beginning.
What is it?
I don't know. I searched for a Chicago Bears song. This is what I found.
Okay.
It's called Chicago Bears song. We are who you thought we were.
Our listeners deserve this kind of
preparation. Posted by SWestW919. I want to give him credit. Hang on, I'm leaving a post.
Well,
I got it. No, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to soak in the song for a second. That's okay.
Bring it in. Soak it in.
Brilliant. Oh, this is brutal. Whoa.
Well, it's the Larger and Lawrence in Sports Show.
Can we get this person on the show next week? Just to,
we'll try to get him. The guy who posted it?
No,
we'll tell him
song.
How good it was.
Woo, wow.
We're on episode 90. Episode 90 of the Larger and Lawrence in Sports Show.
That's right.
I might talk about that. Chicago Cubs, they're in town. They're right down the street here.
They're still playing, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised they aren't. Luckily, a catcher decided to pitch and then score the winning run.
Oh, my God. Last night, that was absolute torture.
Derrick Rose is dunking the basketball all the way through the hoop and through the floor. Have you been seeing that?
I have seen that. It looks like we have two possible MVPs this year.
Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for hosting us. Stitcher Radio, you can find the podcast there and on iTunes. Podcast is also on our Stitcher Radio site. Look us up on Facebook, Larcher and Lawrenson. It's a sports show that we're doing here. Thanks again. Lauren is here to answer your calls. Give us a call at 888-787-4827. Hey, Lauren.
Call us up. Do it.
There she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's really a nice person.
You know, it's almost, I don't want to say it's a letdown, but it definitely, I mean, last week we were in the beautiful boat.
That's
we were at Trader
it.
Todd's.
Yeah.
And we had Allie there. We had Drew.
Uh-huh. Drew Freeze, Allie Bachler.
Great time.
Just
Larcher
great
and Lawrence
time.
And Lemonade on special.
Now that we know what the drink looks like, we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Great crowd over there. I really enjoyed that. You can listen to episode 90. Or episode 89, the last
89.
One. Yeah, on all of those avenues. We recently updated that upload, actually, and it now sounds beautiful in wonderful stereo and color sound.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, color sound. Hey, Al Larcher, my partner.
But anyways, one thing, we are going to go, but we're going to be back there.
Wait, we're going back to training camp.
No, we're going back to Trader Todd's in a month.
Yeah.
For another show, so...
Yeah. We'll have official word out on that in the next couple days, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we haven't signed the contract for the next month, but...
We're going to have a comedian. We'll figure out who that's going to be, and it's going to be a good time.
I thought Drew did a great job.
Drew was phenomenal.
And Todd, both before the show and after the show, he was still happy.
Yes.
After, yeah.
And happy birthday to Trader Todd.
It is. Today's his birthday, happy birthday wherever you are.
But the lovely Clark Lawrenson and myself went to training camp today. After the 17-hour baseball game that happened yesterday at Wrigley Field, they set a record. It was the longest game ever at Wrigley Field.
Yep.
And it happened last night. See, in order to go to training camp, back in the day, about a year ago, a couple of years ago, we used to have this guy named Lovey Smith. And when he would coach, he loved sleeping in. So all the practices were in the afternoon. So you could go to Gene and Jude's, get a hot dog, hop on the highway, cruise down to Bourbonnais, enjoy a cool evening practice, and come home.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Or practicing in the afternoon, at least. This morning, though, we woke up pretty early.
Well, that's just it. With Trestman, everything's about efficiency. It's about body timing. It's about frequency. And he believes in early morning practices. So that means we, as the 12th phase.
Yes, the 12th phase.
Right. Isn't that what we're called? The 12th
sure,
phase?
Yeah.
The third phase.
Okay.
The 12th man.
The 12th man. Yeah. Does Seattle own that?
So are we the 12th phase? What's Chicago's thing?
We're Bears fans.
No, they call their fans something.
I think the 12th phase, the last phase, I don't know.
The fourth phase.
That's
some
right.
kind of
yeah.
phase. But the only thing we were phased by was waking up at 5:30 in the morning. Now, again, reminder, the baseball game's going on last night.
Yeah, and I go to lay down in bed.
This game starts at what? What time does this thing start?
It happened to you, right? Yeah. The game started at 7:05.
7:05. That's when these people tie up traffic. So lovely that your big commute yesterday, you have the 5 o'clock rush down Addison. Now you're also putting up with all the Cubs fans. So just an absolute nightmare.
Right.
Game starts at 7. You know who sang the national anthem?
I do not.
I don't either. I'm sure it was fantastic.
I bet it was.
By the way, if I ever
Wayne Mesmer's my guess. Always.
If I ever become famous, I would demand, if baseball asked me to throw out an opening pitch, I would demand to throw out the final pitch.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I don't want the first pitch. I want the final pitch. But anyways, so they have this baseball thing going on here, this game. And, you know, the lovely thing about football, 3 hours you're out, 3.5 max. I mean, that's with commercials. Games have, like, nice timing elements built in.
Right.
Baseball, it just keeps going and going and going.
Well, you have to have a winner.
Going.
You have to have a winner.
And last night, that game just went on and on and on. So as I'm laying in bed trying to sleep, every 5 minutes I get,
Al, you know what I did?
That woke me up every damn minute.
What I did was, every minute. Every minute. The innings ended every minute. Well, they
just
started updating every minute. And when I laid down to bed, 1 o'clock or whatever, it hit me. And then I did this thing. There's this button that you can hit. If you swipe up on the iPhone 5, you get options. And up on the top left, it's this little icon that looks like an airplane. And you just hit it. And then it goes off. And then your alarm, it'll still miraculously go off for you. So there's no need to have it. So I was able to do that. Woke up, found out that the Cubs won the baseball game.
Well, good for you, and I'm glad you know these little techniques that don't wake everybody up in the middle of the night.
The little techniques,
but
airplane mode.
Cubs did win. They got a win. Things are building in the right
Baker,
direction.
The catcher,
threw.
He pitched, got himself out of an inning, and then he got on base and he scored the winning run.
And this is really like 1 a.m.
It was, yeah. I think what did they say? 1:15. It was a 6 hour.
Why did the game go so long? Like what held it up? What was the
Well, it went into what's called extra innings. Like after the ninth inning, if the game is tied,
right?
Which it was already a long game when it got to that point. They might have had an early delay. I didn't pick up on it till about the eighth. And yesterday, JD and Len, the announcers, Len Casper and JD, whatever his name is, Brenly, it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
That was the old guy. They were in the outfield. They were broadcasting from the bleachers when the game started. Well, then the rains came and they had to make a run for it.
Yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
I didn't. Oh,
and then
so,
they ended the game in the booth for the last. Well, it ended up being.
So there was
seven,
a rain delay?
Innings. I believe there was an early rain delay.
Oh, well then.
But there. Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't catch the beginnings, but when I got off of the train around that time, it was raining in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't remember it raining.
I watched the end of the game, or I watched the middle of the game it ended up being. I watched the about the eighth, ninth, tenth. Or no, I saw the seventh because I think it was Milk Pappas.
Old Milky.
Who sang, unless that was the night before, but yeah.
Oh, the seven-inning stretch?
Uh-huh.
How would you handle that if you were asked to do that?
I would say yes.
I mean, would you, like, practice, or would,
no.
would there be a lot of, you just,
no.
you could walk in there, if they asked you right now,
man,
you would walk
when you
in
grow
there.
Up a Cubs fan, when you've been a Cubs fan since you could breathe, spent a couple years as a Sox fan, Gene Lamont, thank you, you know the song.
Harry Carey, you heard him sing it. You heard him.
Now he was the drunk
crowd
guy.
Sing
who used
you heard
to be
him
in
do
the
this.
Booth.
Yes, the wonderful drunk man drinking his Budweisers, mispronouncing names. The just
that's a, that is
one
a
of
horrible,
the greatest, most fun baseball announcers of all time.
If you're going to speak for a limit, you should always get names correct. You should not mess up people's
is that how
names.
It is?
I think
is
that
is
a horrible thing that the professional would be allowed to mess up, screw up names.
No problem, right?
I've never Come made on, a mistake man. With a name.
Me neither. You have once or twice.
No, that's
here and there. Speaking of great announcers, Vin Scully is going back to the Dodgers. He's going to be in the booth again. He does it by himself. He's not one of these guys. You know, I talk about loving Harry Carey, which I do.
Yeah.
He's not a guy who sits there and gets fun. He's not doing the extracurriculars there, you know. They're not playing these games with the crowds. He's not tweeting. He's not doing this. He is just calling the game without a color man in there. And it's just him.
It's got to be like paint dry.
Oh, you would hate it. It's baseball.
Is it just like a lot you hear? Because when I watch baseball, I hear the crowd a lot.
You'll be there. You'll be there. You'll hear either the pitch hit the glove, and then you'll hear the call by the ump. Strike or a ball, and then he'll say, that's a strike.
So it's like pop-up fly, high ball.
Well, first you'll hear you'll hear it hit the bat. Right. So then you can hear it on your own. You don't hear somebody going, whoa, it's a hit, you know.
Yeah. And this is
Vin Scully. Wow. Did I say Scully?
He refuses to work. Like if they decided to put Hawk Harrelson and ship him out there, he would be like no.
No, Hawk Harrelson is a play-by-play man as well. So maybe like Steve Stone would go. Steve Stone's the color analyst. So,
but if they just had Hawk tell his stories on the side and do
Jesus.
Color,
then that'd be good for us. Awful for LA. There'd be a lot more earthquakes.
Really?
Yeah.
You a Hawk hater?
Riots. LA hasn't had those in a while. They'd be back.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, good things happening for the Cubs, especially the good things happening when they're playing the Rockies.
Does Bob Uecker work with somebody, or does he just do it himself?
I don't know. Once in a while, you're driving up near Wisconsin, kind of. You can pick up a game on the AM radio. I try listening to some because watching the major leagues was a lot of fun.
I actually watched Major League this week.
Aren't you related to Mr. Belvedere?
No, where did you hear this?
Something I remember from early like comedy accident days.
No, I always wanted to play Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, you'd be good. Oh, didn't you pitch a scene?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
But
what were you asking about, Uecker? Did he play?
No, yeah, he was horrible.
Yeah.
That's his gimmick.
What was he, a pitcher?
But he was, but when he calls a game, he doesn't really do comedy either. He's a straight play-by-play guy. Does he work with somebody, but you don't know? You're not sure, right?
If you know the answer, call in 888-787-4827 or give us a text on the text line.
Sure, 773-559-5189. Get your texts while they're hot. Drop them.
While they are hot.
Well, they're hot.
Yeah.
Well, they're funky fresh.
Do you play that song?
Which one?
Drop It While It's Hot.
I don't think I do, no.
It's a good one. Look
Is
at
it?
Snoop.
Yeah.
The kids.
The kids
don't
eat it
boogie.
Up.
Yeah,
right.
Don't boogie to it.
I'll drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. You were talking to some Cubbies. A lot has happened with us, Al, in the last week. There have been quite a few things that have gone on. Last Thursday evening, I made the trek out after work in the middle of all of that traffic to Kane County. Went to a baseball game with some high school friends. Chad brought his two kids, 6 and 5. They're boys. And then Greg brought his girl, Chloe. They came out. And we enjoyed the game. Four or five of us guys. Dollar beers, dollar hot dogs.
How many hot dogs did you eat?
I had two. And nachos. I was looking for calories.
What did you have on the hot dog?
Mustard.
Okay.
Onions.
All right.
Pickled relish.
Okay. You're like an Alabama song. I love it.
Stopped right about there. It was great. Had a couple beers.
You sure?
Yeah, it went well. The kid who came in pitching is Jen Ho Sang. I don't want to spend too much time on it.
Is he Asian?
Taiwan.
Or?
Yeah, he's
Taiwanese.
Out of Taiwan. He's 19. He was at one point considered the best international for the international draft. He was considered the top bet. His mechanics went awry at some point. Came into the game last Thursday night. He was 5-0. Left that game 6-0. He's pitching tonight up against Wisconsin.
Wow. So this could be 7-0.
So it's only Class A, but it seems like he might have something figured out with the mechanics and maybe. Starting next year, he can move his way up to the high Class A over in Daytona.
So you watched him play?
Or maybe even now. Yeah.
Did you see anything wrong with his mechanics? Were you able to spot?
Nothing that I could tell from the hill, from the grassy hill out in the left out there at, well, what they used to call Kane County Stadium. I think it's some bank that's got the rights now. I don't pay attention to that.
No.
No. But I one thing I forgot is minor league baseball is a bunch of gimmicks. You know, you got your Stone Cold loving gimmicks. Wrestling has gimmicks.
Yeah.
Baseball, it's very family oriented. Last time I went, I was a kid. It's been about 15, 20 years since I've been there. And I've been to Kane County. Class A, but it's all gimmicks. I guess I should have known going back in because you always hear the minor league ball teams doing crazy gimmicks.
Did they have the drill toss? That's my favorite.
I didn't catch the drill toss. They had like the guys dancing in costumes for a while. The one guy like made it look like he was standing on his head, but all he did was like roll around in the costume and then stand up regular.
Uh huh.
It was great. It was absolutely fantastic. And then they had Manziel night.
What's a Manziel?
Is that what you were doing there?
What's Manziel?
I don't know. Johnny Manziel. You were giving me money.
No, it was the James.
Oh, yeah. The James.
I thought you said they had people dancing.
Anyway, I had a lot of fun James out there. Dance. And then the next morning, I ended up having to go out early on a tour, so I couldn't help. But the start of it happened. Garth Brooks had announced one show, and the tickets went on sale last Friday morning at 10 a.m. And then it blew up.
Oh, yeah.
And one man out of our friends, Lauren was doing it. Patrick from Comedy Accident was in on it. Everyone was trying to call on the internet, trying to get some tickets.
Damn right.
And one man was successful.
You know it.
Al Larcher, my friends, got us six tickets, and we're going to the concert.
Opening night.
Opening night.
I can't wait to see. I wonder what the set's going to be. I wonder what kind of crazy antics, what kind of surprises. And I just can't wait for that chant of Garth, 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 right before he comes out. That anticipation of the tour starting. It's going to be amazing.
I couldn't legally drink a beer the last time that man toured.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Yeah. You're right.
I
saw him there.
He's coming back. Lauren and I listened. I saw him there too. Yeah, we talked about it. That's when he was recording the double live album.
Yeah.
He recorded it through that entire tour.
Right.
And he kind of mixed and matched, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. But what was I getting at? Lauren and I were listening to a... interview that he did on the local country station back home in Rockford, Q98.5. Steve
the
Summers.
The crazy Q?
Yeah. Rockford's Country.
Rockford's Country, Q98.5. Today's great country.
Yeah. Q98.5. That's like their thing.
All right.
Steve I'm Summers, and now he has some girl, called herself like Little Sammy or something. It sounded like they're married. I don't know. I haven't been listening for a while. But he had come back from vacation. Just for the interview with Garth. He was actually on vacation.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He needed that on his B-roll tape, you know, for what he's setting out to the bigger markets.
Lauren, what was that he said? He said, I can't wait. All I'll tell you about it, about the set, is the Oval. Was that what it was? The Oval? What's that? Are you here?
The Orb.
Oh, the Orb. I told you the Oval earlier. Yeah.
Wow, orb is a lot more mysterious than an oval.
Aren't orbs
he
like ghosts?
That's all he could tell us. That's all he could tell us for now, but he was so excited that was the first people he told, and it's going to be amazing.
First time
he
told
the orb.
Anyone.
I got to start using
top
that line
secret.
More.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever told?
First time this has ever been told. Larcher and Lawrence, and we're at training camp today, and we are going to tell you all about what we saw coming up in this show.
Coming up shortly.
This show is going to be amazing, you guys.
For the first time. Lauren, thanks for chatting about that. Are you excited a little bit?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too.
Very excited.
Hell yeah. It's going to be fun. So yeah, you got the big return of Garth.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we do. I'm excited. And then he announced 10 shows.
Yeah.
10 shows total and like 5 dates, but it'll be here for 2 weeks.
I was listening to the local country station here in Chicago, US 99.
Oh, the local.
And
it's just only a few
people.
They
kept announcing. They're like, guys, show 1 and 3 are sold out, but Garth Brooks is coming on the phone and be like, hey, guys, Garth here. Boy, we've sold those out so fast. I'm going to add 2 more. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm doing 2 more.
Of course.
And then they'd hang up and he'd be like, oh, I'm done. I can't do any more. We got 6 shows total.
We had no idea we'd be doing 8 shows here. We didn't even know it.
40 minutes later, the phone would ring again. Hey, the phone's ringing.
What is going on?
It's the Garth Brooks hotline.
It's Garth. What is he doing? What? No way. He can't be opening up more.
Guys, we're doing an 8th show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I buy into it. I'm glad. And it's opening night that we're going to, brother.
Yep.
Bringing me back. I'm excited.
It's going to be Jesus. It is. He is Jesus. You're absolutely, you nailed it right there.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, so that was going on. And then the opposite, well, that's going on, the opposite of Garth Brooks, Ray Rice.
Who, oh, yeah.
We talked about this episodes ago. I said that he should be fired. He should be removed from the league. Well,
yeah, everybody remembers it. It's been being talked about enough the last couple days. Well,
he punched his then now wife, then fiance.
Just knocked her out in an elevator. We just all saw the video. Her. Yeah, pretty disturbing video.
Yeah. Yeah. Caveman carried her away. And the NFL, if you get caught smoking marijuana, you get a four-game suspension.
Any substance, four games. Right. Adderall included.
And you can't have any of the good drugs. Even,
none of them.
Even if they're fun and everybody loves them and basically nobody cares
just
if
booze.
They're illegal.
Just booze.
You could just get drunk. You
Except,
come...
I'm serious. I think they only test them once at the beginning of the season for weed. If they pass, then they can be on it later. And I think that's just about the concussions
sense.
And all of that. Yeah, they know it helps with the pain.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it's legal in two states. It's illegal where they have a team, one of their teams,
right
in Denver.
Yeah, and Washington as well.
So, anyways, I mean, you smoke a little dope. You can't play for four games. You cold cock your fiance. You get suspended.
You would think a year
for two games.
Two games. You wanted him out of the league.
Right, well, I thought they would have dropped him, and he's not that great of a player.
The thing was, there's no charges, right?
There were no charges.
She refused to press charges and then married him.
Right.
Because she loves him and he loves her and all that stuff. It was disturbing, man.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And for two games, most people are outraged. Tons of people tweeting at the commissioner, not that that matters.
He has been making a lot of bad calls lately, and the whole PR thing is becoming...
I really don't understand it. He came into the league firing. Just firing.
Right. You could
suspensions
do anything.
Suspensions here, there, boom. Some guy falls wrong on the field.
They're done. They were taken
You're
away.
Suspended. And then now the two games for Ray Rice. And does it come down to the fact that he's not arrested for it?
I mean, sure, but there's still a morality clause in any contract of anybody who has any kind of fame. You know? Well, I mean, there is a level of decency or a level of you're representing your community. You are Baltimore. Now when I think of Baltimore, I think of thugs. I think of Ray Rice. I think of Ray Lewis, NFL's murderer.
Right.
Alleged murderer, who, again, got off on it.
You know who I think of still? Trent Dilfer, for some reason, because because Disney didn't take Ray Lewis for the commercial.
Right.
They took Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
For the commercial.
And that says you something. A company who was founded basically by a Nazi, they won't have this guy.
I think they've done a lot to shed that image. I think that image has been shed over the years.
I don't know.
At some point for Disney.
A lot of weird hidden messages from Disney. I love Disney. Don't get me wrong.
So this morning, I'd woken up, you know, get my day going. I'd made a little protein shake. I'd just taken a shower.
Now, mind you, I had to get up at 5:30. I don't know when you got up for this.
I woke up. My alarm was set for 5:37, but I actually woke up the first time at 4:45, and then finally I got out of bed at about 5:20. But I was in the back room grabbing the chairs. The two out of three of us had chairs. My bad. My apologies, Travis. Forgot to mention it. Come out, and there is a man standing in my front room.
Uh-oh.
And you're here. You're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah. I told you I'd be here.
Well, your phone died overnight or something.
Yeah,
it was probably because you had it on and you had all of your SportsCenter apps coming at you. If you'd have just turned that thing off.
When I went to bed, my phone was on 1% power.
Okay.
And at 1%, it lasted obviously till the end of that game, so till about 1 in the morning.
Your phone knows how to agitate you. It just hangs on to that 1%.
It did. I would have thought it would have been.
Just for the game.
I went and I set a manual alarm.
Emmanuel alarm?
Yeah, he's running for mayor. He's phenomenal.
Sounds like you're in church.
But why?
Oh, you went with the mayor. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, are you talking immaculate?
I was like Emmanuel.
Who's Emmanuel in church?
Like
immaculate?
Sure.
Okay.
Emmanuel.
Who's Emmanuel?
It's my accent. It's what you say, yeah.
When do you say who, Emmanuel? Catholic. I'm Catholic. Yeah. I went to Catholic school.
I hear it at the Catholic Church. Well, speaking of...
Oh, are you talking about Hosanna in the highest?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't...
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren, for the help with this. This has been a wonderful lesson.
All right. I got to go back to church. It's been a
yeah.
while.
Well, I went with Lauren a couple months back. We're trying to get there.
How did that go?
It went well.
Yeah. Huh. All right. You know what? I'm probably just going to watch football.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, that's not, that's fine with me. So, yeah. So, the morning started, and then we're heading off. We're going to training camp.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, 5:30, sure. I roll up. I pull up. I'm here. I don't have a phone because my phone was dead. I forgot the cord. Turns out I left it in the car, but that's all right.
Wait, oh, you did have a cord. It was in the phone. It was in your car?
In the car, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get here, and you were ready to roll. I was happy to see
that. Yeah, we did great. We got out of here at a good time. We were going to get to the south side. We were picking up Travis down near Sox Park.
We pick up your friend Travis, Bridgeport. And you by chance have the review of that restaurant?
I can grab it.
Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. We're heading down there, and now because everybody was in a big rush to get there, a big to-do to get there and be on time, we now have like an hour to kill. We're early. And
well, first, before we got to Travis, we had time to kill. We stopped and got coffee. Duncan, you and I.
We did. We stopped. We got a little coffee, which you confused me by with your whole coffee sharing
Well, what happened was I texted Travis as we were walking in. He apparently had been in the shower, so he didn't get the text. By the time I ordered, I just ordered an extra large black coffee.
Yeah.
Ordered myself a medium.
Iced.
Medium iced with a turbo shot, as they call it. That's a shot of espresso over at the old Duncan.
Okay.
Then had the coffee. Travis checks his back that he wanted one. So then he had a coffee.
Right, but like okay, so he gets there and he's like, "Hey, I got a coffee for you." Clark does, and then he gets out of the car. He stops everything. We got to stop for like 5 minutes. Clark regroups.
Well, when Travis got in,
yeah, you had
because
to
I had the iced coffee and most of it was gone. I figured I had grabbed him a large coffee. Travis doesn't need that much. It's just a trip down to Bourbonnais. Yeah, so I took some of it out of that cup because
so
I had originally gotten it.
Coffee.
I had originally gotten it with the idea that I would share it with him.
Okay,
so then I shared it with him. It's like a thermos at that point, Al.
I see. I gotcha. It I don't know. It threw me for a loop.
So the restaurant we went to about a week ago, Chad Briggs was originally going to come with
right
to this, and he was watching TV a few nights ago, and he texted me saying we have to go to the Blutz Cafe. He was watching something on the news. And they were doing a thing there, you know, so they can get fans who are going to training camp.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll buy into it. You know, and he threw out the magical words, biscuits and gravy.
Right.
And all I could think of was, yeah, I'll have those. I had them in Kirkland a few days ago. I was like, 2 in 1 week's fine. I'm trying to maintain.
Did you have them?
I'm trying to maintain.
Did you order them there?
At the place?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see them on the menu. I didn't want to go through it.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to order.
Yeah.
Get out.
All right.
And I just had them a few days ago.
Yeah.
So if they're not advertising them, then they're probably not that great.
I guess.
Right?
Unless they're the secret magical thing that...
So anyways, Briggs had told me about this cafe. I had looked up a review the other night.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if...
And this is how he sells it to us, by the way.
Wait, hang on a second here.
Okay. But, yeah. So we're heading down there, and he throws it... Yeah.
I have the review. Hang on.
Okay. He's going to read the review in a second here. But he basically tells us about this place, and he's like, "Yeah, we'll go there and eat." And we're just like, "All right, you know, we're down with it."
The Yelp reviews are in a different place on the computer than they are on the phone.
Oh,
I thought it'd be easier to read off the phone.
Okay,
all right, enough excuses here, right?
No, do you have it or no?
Huh? I'm getting it.
Okay, well that's good.
Orbs.
What else? What else? Comedy Action, we got a show coming up.
That's going to be the... When's that?
I believe it's August 9th, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound right? Saturday?
Yeah.
Not this Saturday, next Saturday at the Underground Lounge. And it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time and getting a little dirty this time, I think. There's a little bit of, you know, indecency involved. I mean, it's definitely a show you're not going to want to miss.
The reason why I couldn't find it is because it's a 4-star review.
Oh.
Like, they gave it 4 stars. I had remembered it not as that based on what the review says.
Oh, that's right.
Here's
said
a review
this.
On Blues Cafe in Kankakee.
You said it was, you're like, well, the place has 4.5 stars.
It does.
And I'm like, all right, I'll go to a 4.5-star diner. Absolutely. Sign
the food,
me up.
Joey B., the food and service here is excellent. Many customers that come here are regulars who have been coming here for 50-plus years. The only reason I give it 4 stars is because it always smells like old people. Also, the waitresses are a bunch of old ladies. I have nothing against old people. I just want to see some young hotties every now and again. I'm pretty sure when I was there one time, a guy sitting at the next table shit his pants. He looked like he was over 85, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't let the old people stop you from going, though. The pie is also the bomb.
We should have got some pie, actually.
I want to meet this guy. Is he 15?
No, I mean, I think this guy, that might be Richard Roper. I mean, that was very well put together.
So it said that it smelled like old people.
Well, so we go, I'm like, okay, well, that happens once. I once worked at a radio station that was on top of a nursing home. So I know what old smells like. We walk in, it smells old. It smells like a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
We sit down, it smells like somebody at the table next to us crapped them pants.
No,
it smelled exactly like that.
It smelled like your great aunt's place, you know? It smelled horrible. Like your great aunt's house. And we're all going to smell like that. It's apparently inevitable.
Yeah. If your great aunt had a problem holding her bowels, I mean,
it's gonna happen to everybody. It's fine, and it didn't bother me.
Okay, well,
I didn't even.
You're a stronger man than I am. I mean, it reeked in there.
Did you sit there and eat?
I did. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm hungry. We got up at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm at a nursing home for breakfast. Of course, I'm gonna eat.
I thought the eggs were great.
Actually, the meal was fine.
Eggs and sausage patties, coffee, good coffee. You know what? That review is pretty much right on.
It was dead.
Everything
on.
Else was fine. Food was quick.
The food was
service
fine.
Was great.
You get past the smell, and it's amazing. And the people in there were something out of a book.
Well, it was older people.
Right, and they were talking about the county fair. It was farm people, which is awesome.
What was my favorite thing that I heard while we were in there? It was, we really need the rain. Hoping it rains today.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, county fair started to rain. It's bound to, or started today. It's bound to rain the next couple of days.
Anytime fair goes on, it rains.
Oh, I loved it. It was great. I felt at home.
Yeah,
loved it, man.
It's very much what farmers talk
the
about.
The meal with tax was like $5.17 or something.
Well,
or
no, they do.
Bucks.
They add the tax at the register. So you get a bill for like $5.95. You're like, wow.
Yeah,
sweet. Tipping a little extra.
There. Yeah, I did tip. Oh, that's where they get you.
And then you
that's
go
a
up
great
there.
Move.
They're like,
brilliant.
Oh, we add the tax and everything after.
They're brilliant. Well, at that point, I took all my change. Like, I wouldn't have gone back to add one more.
And if
I'd have just figured it out.
And if I'm not mistaken, at the table of the farmers was a little fella.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little
great
fella
place.
There, right?
Get down
An
there.
Older,
great
little,
food.
Little guy.
Ask if they have takeout.
Dwarf, I would imagine.
Ask if they have takeout. Take it with you over to the... To the Olivet, Olivet Nazarene.
If I could
and eat
in
the
my
parking
eggs
lot,
outside,
in the
that
parking
would
lot,
amazing.
Or get in line as we did. Set your chair down as you did. Sit in it and eat out of your styrofoam cup there.
And then as we're leaving, the lady who looked like something out of a Roseanne when she worked at the diner.
Oh, it was a Roseanne diner. It was great.
Total Roseanne diner.
Well, Roseanne was in Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it makes sense. Uh-huh. She started asking me where I was from and make sure you come back next year, and that's when it hit me. Everyone in that restaurant was an actor.
What?
That place was like an Ed DeBevics.
Come on. No.
Those people were not telling
place was
you.
Real. No. The they whole recently thing was had a setup. Show. They recently had a segment on a news station.
Exactly. They were actors.
No. Sorry.
Nothing in there made sense.
I'm chewing here. No. They wanted to see if people had come down just for training camp because they had seen it on the news.
And if you're a local, okay, and I've lived in a small town, you've lived in a small town, there is a diner all the farmers go to. If that said diner smelled like somebody's diaper, the farmers would be like, hey, you know, that place is good, but it smells like a diaper. And they would say something to the owner because they're very upfront and honest people, Or they would go to the place across the street and start eating there because it doesn't smell like a dive
this
bar.
This leads me to believe that Kankakee might be the nicest community.
Or they're actors.
No, they're all
There's
nice.
No way they're real
just
people
really
if
nice
they're
old
sitting
people.
There. No.
No, they're really nice old people. It's fine.
I don't think it is. Age has anything to do with it.
By the way, we're
professionals.
We're pretty close to old people. Like, if you put us at 9, if we're 9, 10 years old, we're really close to old people.
Huh?
If we're not already. Like, we're 35.
Oh, yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. You're 35?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
How old are you?
35?
Okay, then I'm 34.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm 12 days away from...
Holy cow, we're there. The Larcher and Lawrence birthday celebration coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the big bash.
We're going to Nashville for it.
Look at you. I mean, you could tell... This is how you could tell we're old. And we're going to get to training camp in a second. And
yo, we're driving him down 57.
It was the most
we're
amazing
taking
him
right
training
into
camp
the restroom.
Ever.
We're doing good.
It was so good, we're going to add 5 more minutes of training camp talk here just shortly.
Oh, my gosh.
You could tell we're old because after training camp, when we're at Wendy's, the three of us, three larger dudes, are sitting at a table at Wendy's with salads, apple slices.
Yes. Because we'd all eaten quite a bit. We did fine. I even had toast. It was rye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, we're getting up there in age.
Yeah,
too,
I'm
so.
At the age where I have to eat rye. No, I have to eat rye toast. And you and I already talked about it. The knees aren't getting any better from here
God,
on out.
No.
No.
Brutal.
No, no matter how much weight's coming off.
Yeah.
They're still tired. Yeah.
Well,
you know, you used to be able to like pull all-nighters and study in school and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Studying.
I was doing I was up late like working on a couple projects the other night. And I haven't slept well the last 2 nights and it's my knees that are just done. Which is why I didn't feel bad about taking the chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to sit.
Travis ended up sitting on the ground and the ground was a great option.
We had good front row seats in the far corner and we got to see a lot of receivers play. I mean, I think you would probably agree. I don't think we saw a lot of defense.
No, we didn't. The only time we really saw the defense over where we were.
Yeah, it was a little 11 on 11.
7 and 7s and 11 on 11s.
Yeah, and it didn't go very long.
No, the 11s didn't go long at all.
And there's no hitting. Like last year, I complained. I said it. Listen, these guys can't hit because they're not training to hit.
That's done. They're not allowed.
There
Nobody's
was
hitting.
No hitting
right?
again.
No, it's the whole league, though. They're not allowed.
No, there's teams that still hit.
What?
Yeah. We're a team that it doesn't hit, and it really concerns me. But I will say, when we went last year, you saw the defense. They looked like losers.
Yeah.
You look at this defense, they don't look like losers. They look bulky.
Ooh,
They don't look like that elite defense we're used to, that team of specialists.
Right.
Those sharp,
We're not talking the defense that took us to the Super Bowl.
These guys look like thugs.
They look tough.
They look like, they you look know, you're tough. Walking on the wrong side of town, and these are some big dudes coming.
Seriously. Houston, Ferguson's kind of, I think he's put the weight back on that they talked about.
Right.
Because it was like, what weight's he going to play at?
Yeah, because he had 1 year of dominance where he would have been a top 5 pick of the draft, and then he put on or lost some weight, one of the two.
Yeah, one or the other. I got to read that again.
He either dropped
haven't read it since
like 40 pounds or gained 40 pounds, and he had a horrible year.
Is there any chance that it was Sutton?
And that's why we got him.
It was Ferguson who had the weight, right?
It might have been Sutton.
Yeah, I know.
Seattle, Sutton.
Either way, they both looked like they had some meat to their bones, is what I'm getting at. And then there's Jared Allen. Looking like a tough son of a bitch.
He's just scary.
What surprised you about, like, just seeing him? When he was over there, you pointed it out, didn't you? When he was standing when he was standing by Lance Briggs?
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Briggs is a little fire plug. He's a short, stocky guy.
Is he 5'9"? Is he our height? 5'8"?
He probably is. A big guy.
What are we talking? 6-7 inches? Allen had on.
Yeah, Allen just towered over him.
He was phenomenal.
And just a big body. And, you know, used to go out there and you used to be like, wow, look at Julius Peppers. Well... Wow, look at Jared Allen. Wow, look at Lamar Houston.
Uh-huh.
You know, wow, look at the other guy, Young.
Yep.
Willie Young. It's just the size is there. We couldn't stop the run because we didn't have any bulk. Now we got some bulk.
Yeah.
And
we do.
Let's see what the linebackers could do. I mean, nobody is talking linebackers in a good way or a bad way. Is Lance Briggs, is he too fat and too old?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. It looked like he lost some of the weight. Remember, he came back last year from the injury and...
He was fat and old.
Kept eating like he was still playing.
Right.
You know?
Which is understandable.
That's
like,
fine.
He was hurt. and he's always been a consistent player.
I'm not dogging the guy. No. I mean, I understand how that can happen. But he's looking a little better.
But then you got Shea McClellan in there.
Huh. Number 50.
And, I mean, he was just there.
Was he with the second team? But, again, we didn't see the defense do much.
No, right. There wasn't a lot going on defensively.
When we're talking about Lance and Allen and everyone else, we're just talking about their size. And we already know what McClellan looks like. And we all think that he's built better as a linebacker.
Well, he looks different because he's wearing number 50.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks like a bad white linebacker.
Yes, he does.
Like, good white linebackers have a look. You know, they usually have, like, the longer hair or the kind of the...
It's the neck.
Yeah, there's
oh, yeah. I mean,
there's a look
that's
to
the Urlacher. There's a look to Urlacher. There's a look, yeah.
Good white linebackers, definitely. You could see him. You could pick him out of a lineup. This guy...
You could pick out good linebackers in general.
This guy just looks like a...
Come on. Yeah, go ahead.
Like, he doesn't look right.
I don't know. Looked like he was with the second and third teams.
Yeah,
I mean, he
just
wasn't
way
out there
too
with
small.
The first. Much, we'll see.
He's not. He doesn't look like a powerful guy.
He has some time to prove it here. He's got a couple weeks. That's about it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I mean, this is it. This is your last chance. But our secondary now if you have a strong front and then you have a strong secondary, sometimes that middle you can have a little bit of weakness. Mm-hmm. And with Briggs in there, you still have a dangerous point of attack. You still have a guy out there who can make things happen. The other two guys, one of them's, you know, the veteran who really wants to be out there and feels dog that they're bringing in all this competition. And then the other guy, I mean, I can't even name the linebackers right now. That's how bad it is. But once you get to the secondary, you have Tim Jennings, who is a Pro Bowler.
Uh-huh.
You have Peanut Tillman, who he still seems to have it.
How about Kyle Fuller, man?
And Kyle Fuller, the kid they drafted, everybody is saying it. He looks like a legitimate first-round cornerback draft pick. This guy looks like he's going to be a player. He looks like he's going to be a starter. I watched him go up against Brandon Marshall today, and he was right there with him. He did miss on a fake out, which is not a good sign. But, yeah. I mean, he is a rookie.
Yeah.
But it looks like we got a legitimate bad boy cornerback.
Well,
and that's exciting.
He gets to practice against.
And we finally got a guy on the team.
Those wide receivers.
Yeah. We finally got a guy on the team who wears 23 who could be a starter.
Well, let's not take anything away from what Devin Hester did.
No, I'm just saying he was a special team player. That's all he was.
Well, yeah. I mean, when he first came to the Bears, they had him on defense because that's where he was on Miami. And then they tried.
Are they murdering a child next door?
They might be. I don't know what's going on. Is it a cat?
No, that's a kid.
Yeah, he's just ornery. Like, he hasn't slept either, Al. Remember, you went home and took a nap this afternoon.
I did.
Had you not, that's what you'd be like.
I'd be breaking shit right now. Things would be broken.
Yeah, I gather.
I would be stomping, and I would be pissed about everything.
Right.
But now I have a very happy outlook.
Hester didn't have a position. He started at defensive back.
Right.
And then they tried to make him the number one wide receiver. Remember earlier we were trying to figure out, well, who was the number one ahead of him? Hester. That was Lovey's biggest downfall, was making him a full-time starting wide receiver.
And then, so he went from...
That might have come from above, by the way.
He was always a great special teams player. Again, probably the best ever. So he went from defensive back to wide receiver to starting wide receiver to team mascot.
Well, like last year at camp when he was just by himself.
He was just the mascot. Uh-huh. He was like, oh, there's the great Devin Hester. You know, you still want to see him return kicks. And we all did. I mean, even last year, you still wanted to see what he would do. And unfortunately, the production wasn't as, he was still good. He just wasn't delivering the home runs.
Right.
Which you started expecting. But again, they're rare to begin with. Uh-huh. And they've changed the kicking rules over the last couple of years.
Exactly.
So he becomes less valuable.
Right. But what is it? One record left to be broken?
I think he needs to return one more kick, yeah.
I hope he gets it.
I do, too. Oh, absolutely. Nothing against Devin Hester.
Bears play the Falcons?
Yes, they do.
I hope he does it against us. We win the game. Boom. Everybody wins.
Okay.
Right?
All right, no. As long as you have us winning the game, I'm all right with that.
And by that point, and I'm talking, we're already up 35-9.
I would just hope our special teams would be better this year.
You know what? I have better faith. And I'm really looking for Mel Tucker and his defense to step up their game, as we've been talking.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what this is all about. We know the offense is there, and watching them play today, they look crisp. They look sharp. The plays were moving. Guys were catching balls.
I'm working on uploading a couple of, their iPhone videos.
Yeah.
But I'm doing the stabilizing thing, seeing what's going on with a few. And I might throw them up on our YouTube. It's Larcher and Lawrenson.
You know, we didn't see one pick today.
No picks.
Again, there wasn't a lot of defense.
So Marques Wilson had a couple come to him from Cutler.
Yeah.
On the 7-on-7s. The first one looked like it might have been uncatchable. It was
high
kind
and
of
outside.
The second one, though, I thought he should have had.
Did you see Cutler?
That makes me nervous because I thought he did the Brandon Marshall thing. And
did you see Cutler pull him aside after that?
No.
He did. He pulled him aside and was talking to him.
That's good.
So
that's good. And that was the question today. Travis had brought it up. Who's the leader on offense? And you go with Cutler.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The guy comes in. He's the first one there. I heard Brandon Marshall saying it today. The first guy there in the morning. Brandon Marshall wants to be that guy. Jay Cutler's already there.
I believe the reason that people have this idea that he can't be the leader is because Jay Cutler doesn't care to show it. He doesn't care to show you or me or the media. He doesn't care to show it. Who he cares to show it to is the team.
The guys.
And he walks up to him and he says things, which is why the shove to Jamarcus, to your buddy, the Web Nation, a couple years ago, got so much press.
Right.
And I think between them, it was just a brother shoving the other brother.
Well, it was.
Well, maybe not. Not with
a little. Jay was a little pissed.
Well, of course he was. Wouldn't you have been pissed?
He's an emotional guy. Jay Cutler is an emotional guy who has a very hard exterior that makes you think he's a dick. I mean, he's notorious for being kind of he has jerk face. He has, you know, he just seems like a guy you don't want to like, and he comes off that way.
Yeah.
But once you crack that, he seems to be a decent guy.
Oh, yeah.
A smart guy. Uh-huh. Who really cares about his job, which isn't that what you want?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, he doesn't take local endorsements. He says he won't do that until he wins a Super Bowl.
Makes sense.
He does. I mean, I think he does.
He did that suit commercial or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he was wearing a suit. I don't know if it was a suit commercial.
Right. He's usually tied with charity when he's in something.
Oh, yeah. Man, he does a lot.
So, I mean, charity. Good guy. Let's say the hype is, could he be an MVP this year? There's legitimate talk, Vegas odds, fifth best, that Jay Cutler could be the MVP of the league this year.
Well, and then as Patrick pointed out to us, and we'd heard it earlier, Brandon Marshall said today that Jay Cutler's going to be the MVP. He called it.
And the team believes it. I mean, they believe in Mark Trestman. They believe this offensive system works, and they believe Jay Cutler has grown, matured, and because he also buys into this system, and for the first time ever, he has every offensive piece, there is no excuses.
Jay looks good, too.
And if Jay Cutler is as talented as everyone always believes, they always talk about that the ceiling is so high with Jay Cutler, the talent is so much there that all he has to do is grow. Well, if it's now or never is basically it. And we just gave him a big contract. And if it's never, that's scary.
Call me Mr. Optimist here, but I think we're getting 16 games. Knock on wood.
I mean, too.
He looks good. He's working out. Things are going well.
I hope we get 19 games, 20 games.
We saw Jordan Palmer quite a bit getting the two reps. I talked to my dad after the game, and I guess I'd missed this. Apparently, Clausen was coming on strong recently.
Yeah.
So then I'm guessing today Palmer getting the reps was getting a lot more.
Right.
Was to give him a chance to say, "Hey, I'm still here."
Yeah, he had one nice throw that was like, "Wow!"
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah.
He followed it up with a crap shot, and he didn't look good.
No, not great. We'll see.
But
so one of those two goes, and then the other guy goes to the practice squad. I think it's how it rolls. The rookie.
Yeah, I
fails.
The talk last year coming out of Bears training camp was the Bears didn't have a backup quarterback. No, it was kind of the same thought.
Right, exactly. Because McCown was the guy there.
Right.
But
it turned out that we have the quarterback whisperer.
That's it.
A guy who's notorious for changing quarterbacks and making them good. And he took a guy who was teaching high school football, whispered something in his ear. He went out there. He played pretty good. The guy got a $10 million contract this year.
Yeah.
Don't you think those kids want that same deal?
I would say, Al, I would have to agree. Earlier, I was watching the NFL Network. When I got back, they were talking about the Bears right when I turned it on this afternoon.
Sweet.
They actually, gosh, what's that cat's name? I had it right there. Yeah, they had their expert on, the NFL Network. And he basically said that the odds for McCown, like where he has him ranked, because they're asking your QB1, because he's the starter, and they're assuming that he is the starter.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he is a low-end two at best with McCown. Like, as far as he's not QB1. He's a low-end two. So it's like he is our closet.
Yeah.
Or he is what he was last year.
Right.
But he was able to step up to the plate with Trestman.
Yeah. And the truth is, there is no magical backup quarterback in this league. I mean, Kyle Orton's out there.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that? We were over there with Tom Thayer, was answering questions, and somebody asked him, was it there? Do you think the Bears have Kyle Orton on speed dial? Did we hear that somewhere, or was that later on a press conference?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they have Kyle Orton on speed dial. So they would have picked him up a long time ago.
Yeah, I think Kyle Orton's probably done.
Yeah, time she is gone.
But yeah, I mean, overall it was a good practice. You definitely saw the excitement for this offense. I definitely want to see next Friday's preseason game.
Next Friday, there's going to be football of some sort.
Yeah.
Starters will at least play.
You're going to see Chicago Bears, and you're going to see tackling, because they allow them to tackle, I think, somewhat in preseason. Yeah. And, yeah, you'll only see Cutler and that offense for maybe one series.
Found it there on my notes. It was a fantasy guy for the NFL Network, Michael Fabiano.
Oh, okay.
Give him a little credit there.
Yeah.
All I had to do was look a little bit. I don't know how I missed it on my perfectly
beautiful
outlined notes. His Twitter's at his name, first and last.
Okay, very good. Don't worry about the spelling. You can Google that.
Yeah, it's fine. Google fixes it all.
Google gets everything.
Is that how you
done.
Do your spelling, Google?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's great.
I mean, Word.
How does that help?
I'll type in a word, and Word will autocorrect, or I'll look up the spelling from there.
A couple things annoyed me about camp.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much, but a couple.
Okay.
It was I knew it was Ladies' Day, but I didn't know that it was dipshit 13-year-olds' day.
Okay.
Kids sitting next to me talking. Well, that's Jay Cutler. You know, yes, no kidding, it's Jay Cutler. Well, then the other dipshit, he's going, wait, no, that's 99. That's Shea McClellan. No, it's not. That's Shea McClellan. They're going back and forth about that.
Why did you snap at the kid?
I didn't snap at anybody.
You were like, 99 no, isn't Shea. It's
no, I was like, yeah, 99's Lamar Houston. Got it. Because he's arguing with his buddy. And then he's like, well, why would he change numbers? And the guy goes, because Lamar Houston got it. And that's why Shea's wearing number 50. No. Come on, kids. You got to learn this right now.
Yeah.
50 happens to be a linebacker's number, buddy. Quit right. being a dipshit. It was 13-year-old dipshit day. 99 happens to be a lineman or a defensive end.
I think you
we
should
know
teach
this.
A class.
I will.
They should have a little tent with Clark and all the 13-year-old dipshits. The 13-year-old dipshit.
It'll be
tent.
Called dipshit 13-year-olds learn NFL rules.
Yeah, you go in there and you give them a little rundown of everything that needs.
But it's not like I'm not pulling out the rule book or anything. I'm saying like rules.
There are a lot of people there who
rule
don't.
Number one, don't be a dipshit.
Right. And it didn't help we didn't have our roster sheet with us.
No, I was looking on my phone.
Yeah.
I had the roster pulled up there, but we could have easily just grabbed the roster sheet on the way in.
Right, but you rushed us to the center.
Oh, I was rushing you where?
Yes, you go. You're like, oh, you don't have to go to there. You don't have to go over there. You just walk through.
What are you talking
about? When we first got there, that's what you were. There were like a line of people, like clusters, and then there was no one in the center, and you're like, we don't have to go over there. But the reason there were clusters of people was they were handing out the rosters.
No, they didn't have the rosters.
They had the rosters.
No, they
there.
Weren't there in the
yes.
No, the rosters were in that middle booth.
They had them in the middle
you
booth
got
too.
Way back, on the way back.
They had them in both places. Why do you think there was a cluster of people?
They were trying to sell you something. And then I actually I grabbed a 20% off all ladies apparel coupon.
I wish I would have.
I did. Found a nice shirt.
Because I got a, you got a nice shirt. I got a new shirt. I got a new hat. It's this weird logo on the hat.
You know what else you got me? You got me a gift for doing the driving. These glasses with the Bears logo on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. I dig it.
hilarious.
Al was like, oh, yeah, you can wear them driving. And then just to test, he went ahead and put them on himself just in case. And then he put them on and he goes, oh, yeah, don't put those on.
Well, usually the ones with the holes, because they got the...
Yeah, but you can't see anything. It's ridiculous.
You look Asian with those things.
I was going to put them on to start the show, but I would... Imagine me looking for that Yelp review with these things on. Jesus.
Oh, my God, because the Bears sea looks like your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. We've gone just local right now because we lost the connection. Something's going on. But I do have the local recording going on here.
I wish I had some local anesthetic.
This here you're only going to get in the podcast. You heard it here first, Al.
Wow.
Anyway, did it go out because I can't see out of these glasses?
As soon as you put the glasses on, everything went haywire.
Here, let me give Skype a call.
All right. You call Skype, I'll...
That'd be a good time on the podcast to give a shout-out to... we might hear it connecting back. To give a shout-out to Jim for last week for helping us out with the video.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was really awesome.
Jim, awesome. Awesome dude.
I enjoyed it. Uh-oh.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Well, thank you, Linda. And I believe that we are back live right now for you listeners who are there live. We got about 3.5 minutes left. Guess 6233. It still looks like he's hanging out in there.
And if you haven't heard the announcement, if you missed it because you were out, we have added for your enhancement.
What have we done?
We have added Illini cups to the studio.
We did. We brought them. We got them here. Come on.
We also have a major breaking announcement. We're adding 2 more minutes to the show.
2 minutes. Oh. I got to ask you something. So I did. I drove down there. I drove back. I mentioned on the way back to you that I have this idea that I'm not a great driver.
Yeah.
And you went pretty quiet there. How's my driving, Al?
You scare me, Clark. You frighten me. And I did the math. I'm like, okay, this kid drives to Kirkland a lot. He drives in the city a lot. So statistically speaking...
How many accidents have you known me to get in?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You must have some skill. Like, you probably are a fairly decent driver.
I know how to drive a car.
But you're
also... But why'd you get all quiet?
I know your attention span.
What's that?
Your attention span is notorious.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Huh?
And you with that phone, and statistically speaking, someone on their phone while driving is drunk. You're legally driving drunk.
Who?
You.
No, I wasn't. I'm not. I'm not looking at my phone.
You check that damn phone. You lose focus, and then all of a sudden, I'll see like something happening above, and I panic.
You know what I'm checking? I'm checking the GPS so I know where we're going, because normally the co-pilot will say, hey, you know what? You want me to hold on to this for you? Like, nice people do that. People
what did we need a co-pilot for? We all knew. 57 to Bourbonnais exit.
No, it wasn't Bourbonnais exit. We were going to the Blues Cafe, Al.
Okay, so you pop that thing on when you get off the highway. I mean,
I
come
thought
on,
I was
man.
Being rude had I asked you to take over the
I
navigation
would have been
duties
happy to take over and keep that phone.
You know
out
what
of
I missed? Back
because
before
it's
these,
not just you checking the map. Back, you're dangerous on that damn thing.
Back before
I
these,
worry about you.
Back before these things, these GPSs and uh-huh. stuff. I used maps and I knew directions. I knew how to get places without having to take them with me. No map quest for me. I just look at the map and I know where to go. Oh, I can turn left here. I can turn right there, and then I'm there. I now like to have the fastest route.
I have been stranded in the desert because of these GPS systems. They are horrible. They're dangerous. And you just need to focus on the road when you're driving. That's all I'm saying.
Has Apple Maps improved?
I don't know.
Because back when you used it, that was back in the days where it just was taking people to the wrong place.
Well, I'm suing those bastards.
I don't have to tell you. Why didn't you throw together a suit? Did you document it?
I don't know. My phone now, when I go out walking, if I have my headphones jacked in, cereals keep interrupting the song and going, how can I help you? And it screws up and stops the music, and it's annoying. I went on, I checked their web forums, and it's people, yeah, I have the same problem. The solution, wow. Apple sucks.
Really?
Well, that's what the answer keeps being. I think okay. There's a real answer, but whatever. Have a good, he's Clark Lorenzen.
He's Al Larcher.
We're Larcher and Lorenzen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening live. It is the Larcher and Lorenzen Sports Show. This was episode 90. Bourbon A and Back is what it's titled, my friend.
Boom. Because that's what we did.
We made it back. We're back here in the studio tonight, too.
We are.
Oh.
I'm ready to go to bed.
I'm ready to get out.
Drink in my hand.
10 seconds.
Thanks for listening.
You people are awesome. Without you and our sponsors, we couldn't exist.
This is Al Larcher. Stay tuned.
Clark Lorenzen.
Thank you. And go there! Is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my
jacked up, drop it down and 4x4. This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
In all honesty, I had a pretty good time.
Yeah, it was good. And there's this guy who we think might be a McCaskey, but we see him every year. And we've seen him in separate occasions. You see this guy because he wears the bucket hat.
Yeah.
He's got khakis on, and he's an older dude.
Right. Well, last year it was him because you and I both had the older Usher, the really nice Usher. I miss that. Where was that guy?
I thought that was that guy.
I wanted to get a picture with that guy. No, oh, remember the old Usher who told us, look over there, that's George McCaskey. We knew it then because he said, hey,
right. It's
George McCaskey.
Yeah. He pointed
out. But who was the guy who went over and hung out with the guy wearing the matching outfits?
I don't know.
The khakis with the polos with the hat that matched the emblem.
Right.
I think it was like Cars or something.
Because that guy was on the practice field constantly walking wherever he wanted. Nobody questioned him.
No.
Like, who is that guy?
Would you have questioned him?
Because we were all wondering. Because if it was somebody good, we would have went and got a picture with him.
It leads me to believe it's the other McCaskies.
We should have just gotten that picture.
Especially after the Dickus speech. You would think that that George would be recognized, right?
Well, he looks like one of the Walter E. Smith guys.
Exactly.
That's how I recognize. He looks like the little twerp with the mustache.
You know, George. That was it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, I did have a great time, brother.
Yeah, I did too. It was fun. I recommend if you ever get a chance, go see. Oh, the one thing I want to bitch about is the best seats there are now privately reserved for corporate sponsors. Then there's another bleacher section. It's reserved for season ticket holders.
Right.
It's like one of the nice things about training camp is it's free. So it gives people who don't have the opportunity to, let alone pay for season tickets, you just go to Soldier Field and be able to buy tickets.
Right.
You know, and it should be open
seating.
So it's
a free thing
for
what we
everybody.
Did today. Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, I understand you got to treat your season ticket holders special. And I understand there's, you know, things you need to do for your corporate sponsors. But to be that just blatant and have the best seats in the house roped off like that, it just seems.
No, I agree. Everything was a great time.
Everything's good. Everything's fine.
You caught a great picture, man. Great job with that Slauson kid.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
With his kid with a helmet on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there. Eric Church came back for a minute.
Wow. It was a little too much Eric Church tonight.
Wow. So, yeah, this has been episode 89.
Yep.
Al, nice job today, man.
This is episode
exhausted.
90, actually.
Wait. But if you had. Yep, you're right.
Were you doing
Thanks for listening
there?
To episode 90. But I'm not gonna. I'm not just gonna.
Do we time travel?
Turn it down for what? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this is that DJ.
DJ Snake and Little John.
Yeah.
This is quite possibly my favorite song of the summer.
I
think it's probably like 6 months old, but I just heard it a week ago.
I was listening to it the other day and I turned it down. Reverend, I turned it off.
What?
I turned it off.
You turned it where?
I turned it off. I was watching traffic over
for
the Kennedy. Because sometimes I go for a walk and I'll listen to music.
For what?
And for more talented musicians. That's for what. And I'll go and I'll end up walking. There's a the overpass, the Montrose overpass, and I'll just watch traffic.
Montrose. Watching traffic.
It's cool, Clark, today.
You know what those cars aren't going to do? There's one thing that they won't be doing.
Exhaust.
They're not going to turn down for what?
Oh, my God.
Have a good night, Al.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.